CBS News. Inflation may be slowing down, at least at the wholesale level. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The government today will release its figures on producer prices in November. Those prices rose 0.6% in October, but one expert on the subject thinks that the increase last month was only half that. The reason, he says, the recession. Business is in a slump, and commodity prices are coming down. A House Senate Conference Committee has agreed on a compromise farm bill backed by the Reagan administration that would cost the taxpayers about $11 billion over the next 4 years. It includes commodity loan and price support programs. Republican Congressman Tom Hagedorn of Minnesota, a member of the conference committee, predicts a favorable reaction in his part of the country.
I think most Midwest farmers will be satisfied. I guess everyone would wish that it would be higher and more assurance and more loan ability, but as far as meeting the basic needs of agriculture, I think the legislation still does that. It's a lot better than nothing, and that was getting to be the alternative, and so I think we're just going to have to accept it in light of the times.
The chief House negotiator, Democrat Kirk de la Garza of Texas, also supports the compromise, but he thinks that winning House approval will be difficult. Now this message.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other Journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 TAB, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
The hijacking of three Venezuelan airliners has ended in Havana. All three planes landed there yesterday. The passengers held hostage have been released. They will be flown to Venezuela today. And Cuba has announced the arrest of the 11 hijackers. It says they will be placed on trial. But the announcement is couched in vague terms, and Peter Collins in Havana tells us that the attitude of the Cuban government in this particular case will be quite interesting.
It is true that the Cuban government has not been welcoming the kind of hijackers that it considers non-political in recent years. It has been jailing what you might call the ordinary criminal hijacker who has come to Cuba. But hijackers with a political motive, such as the one announced by the men involved in this episode, are a different story. These men have expressed strong sympathy, outright support for the Salvadorian armed left, which is supported by the Cuban government. So what the attitude of the Cuban authorities will be remains to be seen. At the moment, the hijackers have been detained. Whether or not they are kept in custody remains to be seen.
That was Peter Collins in Havana. A hijacked Libyan airliner is now on the ground in Tehran. It landed safely after a flight from Beirut, Lebanon, although the exhausted pilot had been in the cockpit for 32 hours. The air pirates in that case are still demanding the release of a Muslim leader who vanished 3 years ago. They are blaming his disappearance on Ayatollah Khomeini. Negotiations for the release of the passengers are continuing. More news in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the seatbelt sign.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mike.
I didn't know you were on this plane.
My monthly trip. Let's sit together.
Oh, I can't. I'm in the smoking section.
I was always in the smoking section, but I quit smoking.
Oh, yeah? I wish I could. I've even thought about joining one of those $300 group programs to see if I could break the habit.
Yeah, well, I really wanted to quit, and I tried Bantron.
Yeah?
Worked for me. And if you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will help you.
I sure do. Bantron.
Yeah, Bantron smoking deterrent tablets.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to quit smoking, Bantron will make it easier.
Well, how does it work?
Well, it helps cut down that craving for nicotine.
Bantron does that? To me, that's the whole ballgame.
And it has special buffers that make it work fast.
Oh, yeah?
Easy to take, too. One tablet after each meal.
Well, a Bantron is as good as you say it is.
There's one way to find out.
I'm going to try Bantron.
Good.
So long, Joe.
See you, Mike.
Hey, next trip, maybe I can get out of the smoking section, huh?
Bantron tablets have the most effective formula you can buy to make it easier to quit smoking. The more you want to stop, the more Bantron will help you stop. Bantron can help you break the cigarette habit. Available at supermarkets and drugstores. Use only as directed.
13 miners have died in a coal mine explosion near Whitwell, Tennessee. The bodies were recovered during the night. The cause of the explosion has not been determined. It was the third mine disaster this week in Appalachia, bringing the overall death toll so far this week to 24. Secretary of State Alexander Haig has arrived in Brussels for a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. He is scheduled to meet today with Greece's socialist Prime Minister Andreas Papandreou, who has announced a partial Greek withdrawal from the Western Alliance. Secretary Haig is calling for allied unity in solving the problem of arms control. He says it's essential. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News. Saudi Arabia's oil minister says he has a Christmas gift for the West. Good morning. I'm Chris Kelly reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Sheikh Ahmed Yamani, arriving in Abu Dhabi for an OPEC meeting today, refused to say what that gift might be. But the Saudi minister said it will be nicely wrapped and would be a surprise. His words. The meeting of the oil exporting cartel was called to see what can be done about the continuing drop in demand for petroleum. The Libyan oil minister is at the conference, and correspondent Ray Brady asked him about an American warning to cut off oil imports unless leader Muammar Gaddafi calls off a reported plot to kill U.S. government leaders.
I talked to the Libyan oil minister, and he said that he was not worried about any threats coming from the United States. I asked him why he was not worried, and he did not want to answer that question. I said, well, if we cut off our purchases of oil from you, would you go to other markets, and what other markets would you go to? But he did not want to answer that question. This is a good time for the United States to be thinking about an embargo of Libyan oil, because there is an awful lot of oil around in the world, and Libya no longer is the important producer that it was back in the days when we had a shortage of oil. We could certainly make up any shortfall of Libyan oil by purchases elsewhere in the world.
CBS News correspondent Ray Brady at the OPEC meeting in Abu Dhabi. More news in a minute.
According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, more people are going broke than ever before, and that means a booming demand for credit counseling. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that could help you get a head start every business day with up-to-the-minute business information that could affect your future and your company's future. Other journal articles revealed how year-end tax strategies may reduce your 1981 tab, the heated advertising war between gas and oil companies, why the Reagan administration is killing business programs for women, and what one of this year's hottest stock pickers is telling his clients. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 26 weeks of the Journal, one for every business day of the week, for less than $1.60 per week. That's just $41 for 26 weeks, less than $1.60 per week. So, if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
Secretary of State Haig is in Brussels today preparing for tomorrow's NATO meeting, and Defense Secretary Weinberger is leaving Brussels for London after meeting with NATO defense ministers. More from Mike Pappas.
Secretary Haig's task at the NATO ministers' meeting is twofold. First, Haig will meet privately with Greece's new Prime Minister Andreas Papandreou to explore ways to keep the socialist leader from following through on his threat to pull Greek troops out of NATO. Second, Haig will urge the Allies to step up efforts to combat with words the growing anti-nuclear movement in Europe. Defense Secretary Weinberger has been dealing with those same two problems during the NATO defense ministers' meeting, which winds up today. In a final communique, the defense ministers are expected to endorse an American-backed publicity campaign to explain NATO's reasons for deploying the new generation of missiles in Europe, hoping that will help diminish demonstrations against the nuclear plan. On Greece, American sources said the communique is expected to ignore efforts by Papandreou to obtain NATO guarantees that Turkey, another alliance ally, but a traditional enemy of Greece, will not attack. Ike Pappas, CBS News, Brussels.
Volunteers have removed the bodies of 13 miners killed yesterday by an explosion in a Tennessee coal shaft. 24 men now have been killed in Appalachian mining disasters in the past week. President Reagan is to meet with Republican congressional leaders today on budget matters while the latest figures on inflation come out. The government reports this morning on prices at the wholesale level last month. Economists say the figures will show that inflation slowed down from October's gain of 0.6%. And we'll have more news after this message.
George, that thunder's getting worse.
Oh, honey, just some clouds bumping heads. Let's go to sleep.
But I can't get to sleep when it's so noisy.
Well, I can't turn it off like a TV set. But I can get you some...
Aspirin? George, I took an aspirin already, and it didn't help.
Aspirin's for a headache. What you need is Compose, a sleeping aid. I got some at that convention, remember?
Mm.
Occasionally, everybody needs a little help. Let me see.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep at bedtime.
Hey, sleepyhead, wake up. Sunshine's here.
How beautiful.
And I made you breakfast.
Oh, George, you think of everything. Compose to help make me drowsy so I can get to sleep and breakfast to wake me up.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
The Libyan airliner, hijacked 3 days ago, landed overnight in Tehran. The Muslim gunmen are demanding that Iran negotiate with Libya over the disappearance of a Muslim spiritual leader in Libya. The crew and 38 passengers are said to be exhausted. The Libyan pilot says he hasn't any nerves left. The leftist hijackers who commandeered 3 Venezuelan jetliners are in custody in Cuba, where officials say they will go before appropriate tribunals. 102 released passengers celebrated at a Havana nightclub early today.
CBS News. The House of Representatives is prepared to vote today on changing the rules for the yet-to-be-built Alaska gas pipeline. Good morning, I'm Jay Jones, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The waiver legislation is expected to pass after a massive lobbying effort by the pipeline industry. The bill would have customers assume much of the financial risk for building the $40 billion pipeline that would carry natural gas from Alaska's northern slope to the lower 48. Customers would have to pay well before they received any gas, and even if they never get any of the fuel and the project falls through. Lobbying for the pipeline interests are law firms associated with the Democratic Party leaders Robert Strauss and Charles Manatt, hired as a pipeline consultant as former Vice President Walter Mondale. And public relations is handled by the consulting firm recently headed by President Reagan's advisor Richard Allen. Speaker Thomas O'Neill says he will vote in favor of the waiver package. The time will come when we need Alaska gas, O'Neill says. More when CBS News continues.
Hello, Post Office. Got a question on your new 2-pound pack from Express Mail Next Day Service. You'll deliver 2 pounds overnight anywhere you go for $9.35. Less than most other people charge for just a few ounces? You wouldn't kid a veteran, would you?
Express Mail Service delivers 60,000 packages on time every day, and our 2-pound pack is just $9.35.
You son of a gun.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack. It lets you send more for less. Sponsored by your postal service.
He touched me.
Touch her with Chantilly, and suddenly nothing is the same. Perfume, spray mist, dusting powder.
He touched me. He touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
This Christmas, touch her with Chantilly by Ubigon.
OPEC is meeting in the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom of Abu Dhabi. The ministers of the oil-producing and exporting nations are trying to work out differences in their prices. OPEC has already agreed to keep the base price frozen at $34 a barrel until the end of next year. And correspondent Ray Brady in Abu Dhabi says no rise is likely.
Looks very strongly like there will be no increase in price at this meeting. There is simply too much oil around in the world. There was a glut of oil, so that OPEC is not in any position to raise prices. We might see some lowering of prices by some of the countries that sell higher-priced oils than Saudi Arabia does.
There might be a slight dip in the price, but that, again, has to be determined, and it is one of the things they will be talking about at this meeting.
Ray Brady in Abu Dhabi. Saudi oil minister Ahmed Yamani did say today that he's thinking about a Christmas gift for the West. But Yamani would not go into detail. It'll be a surprise, he said. President Reagan discusses budget matters today with Republican congressional leaders in the face of predictions by White House economists that the fiscal 82 deficit could be in the area of $100 billion. The administration takes the position that such a deficit will not fuel inflation and high interest rates, but Senator Dale Bumpers of Arkansas is among Democratic opponents who disagree and want a restoration of tax cuts.
I personally think that it is a political disaster for the president, but I think that's sad for all of us. And I think the president could still recoup his political fortunes if he would exercise a little leadership and take a statesmanship-like approach and say that we're in this thing together. We were off on these assumptions. We did go too far in the tax cuts. Here are the things we can do to get our deficits down and therefore get the interest rate down and therefore revitalize our economy the way we had promised.
The administration expects today's announcement of the producer price index due an hour from now to show that inflation slowed down last month. Lockheed Corporation has suffered another setback. The Navy is deferring for 5 years its procurement of 90 P-3C Orions. On Monday, Lockheed announced it's phasing out the L-1011 TriStar jumbo jet. More news after this.
It's a season people caring, helping others, time for sharing. Everyone's warming up with the taste of Maxwell House. People that you've come to count on, friendships that are true. Spend some time with friends and loved ones. Maxwell House and you get that good to the last drop feeling. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gives you good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House.
Share the feelings of the season with the warmth of the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
President Reagan's sense of humor was evident at the White House yesterday, despite the seriousness with which officials are taking the reported threat against his life by would-be Libyan assassins. Mr. Reagan, who is familiar with Hollywood Western showdowns, ended a meeting with Vice President Bush yesterday by wisecracking, "By the way, George, I think I'll call Gaddafi and meet him out on the mall." White House aides say those in the room exploded with laughter. Jay Jones, CBS News.